over the years, we have submitted a multitude of proposals and business cases to all of the different funding and appropriate funding channels. And we've always been optimistic and hopeful that an appropriate value be placed against this resource. So we've held out hope and held out. And this decision that's been taken by the board is really our final option. We've all been notified as paid employees of redundancy at the end of this month, and the charity then will go through the process of winding down with the directors resigning and the charity regulator advised. We have had to let our landlords know, and practical things like phone lines and all of the assets that we have to look at where we're going to give them on to other similar charities. This is not any level of posturing. We're not playing any political game here. And it is, unfortunately, the 11th hour. And I suppose why I'm speaking to you today is I just don't want to raise false hope. We have been talking to our clients since the decision was made in September, and they are all aware that the service is closing. And, you know, we've had a huge number of well-wishers and people who have endorsed us and other services who have referred to us. And they're very heartfelt and received with great, you know, appreciation from all of our team. But the reality is that we are on the road to closure, and we're facing the 30th of November, where we will no longer be employees of the charity.